Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Krivic moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Krivic moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Krivic scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso strikes out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flores for the out. Bush moves to second. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Bush moves to third. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Epps. Burns reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 2 to nothing, Browns. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso strikes out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christman moves to third. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garrison. Baker reaches second base with a double. Christman scores. Potter moves to third. It's 3 to nothing, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 1 in the game. Epps hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garrison. Zarilla reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. Burns goes all the way around to score. Zarilla moves to third. It's 5-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Christman hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarilla. Bush reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Jesse Flores. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bush scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scheib fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-2 in the game. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Epps moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Epps moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Epps scores. Hayes moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Browns. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Zarrilla moves to third. It's 7-2, Browns. Woody Wheaton now pitching. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zarrilla scores. Christman moves to third. It's 8-2, Browns. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-3 in the game. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christman scores. It's 9-2, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Wheaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheaton strikes out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Epps hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Garbark pinch hits for Frankie Hayes. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Garbark now catching. Charlie Metro now playing second base. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-4 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Potter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Potter reaches second base with a double. Mancuso scores. It's 10-2, Browns. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Bobby Estalella pinch hits for Woody Wheaton. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. Bush moves to third. It's 10-3, Browns. George Castor now pitching. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 4 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Bush scores. Estalella moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Browns. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Epps hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Estalella scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-5, Browns. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garbark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garrison moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.